City and Guilds Qualifications. International ESOL Access Level. New 2010 CEFR-aligned Practice Paper 1. Part 1. Part 1. You're going to hear 7 sentences twice. Match what you hear with one of the answers. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. Now look at the example. You hear, it's a square, black table. It's a square, black table. The answer is A. Ready? Number 1. Number 1.
The boy is running around. The boy is running around.
Number 2. Number 2.
The old man is listening to the radio. The old man is listening to the radio.
Number 3. Number 3.
Go down the stairs. Go down the stairs.
Number 4. Number 4.
Shappy wrote a letter. Shappy wrote a letter.
Number 5. Number 5.
The flowers are on the table. The flowers are on the table.
Number 6. Number 6.
The hospital is a large, tall building. The hospital is a large, tall building.
Number 7. Number 7.
The parties on Tuesday, the 1st of June. The parties on Tuesday, the 1st of June.
That is the end of part 1. Part 2. Part 2. You're going to hear 7 sentences twice. Choose the best reply to each sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the best reply. Now look at the example. You hear, who's coming tonight? Who's coming tonight? The best reply is B. Ready? Number 1. Number 1.
Do you know that woman? Do you know that woman?
Number two. Number two.
Don't you like the city? Don't you like the city?
Number three. Number three.
Can I help you? Can I help you?
Number four. Number four.
This is my teacher, Mr. Smith. This is my teacher, Mr. Smith.
Number five. Number five.
So, that's next Tuesday at 10. So, that's next Tuesday at 10.
Number six. Number six.
Are you sure that's the right number? Are you sure that's the right number?
Number seven. Number seven.
So, the party's this Saturday, is it? So, the party's this Saturday, is it?
That is the end of part two. Part three. Part three. You're going to hear five short conversations. Listen to the conversations and choose the best answer to complete the sentence. Put a circle round the letter of the correct answer. You hear each conversation twice. Look at the sentences for conversation one. Conversation 1.
How'd your exam go, Jeff?
Badly. Sure I failed it.
Mine was okay. Think I passed.
Let's tell Mum and Dad the good news first, then.
How'd your exam go, Jeff?
Badly. Sure I failed it.
Mine was okay. Think I passed.
Let's tell Mum and Dad the good news first, then.
Now look at the sentences for conversation two. Conversation 2.
She's only five, so something with pictures?
This one's got lots. Very colourful. And it's cheap.
Hmm. Nice big writing, too.
I'm sure she'd love it.
She's only five, so something with pictures?
This one's got lots. Very colourful. And it's cheap.
Hmm. Nice big writing, too.
I'm sure she'd love it.
Now look at the sentences for conversation 3. Conversation 3.
That looks heavy. Let me help.
Don't worry. I can manage.
No, really. Please, let me carry it for you.
Well, okay. That's very kind.
That looks heavy. Let me help.
Don't worry. I can manage.
No, really. Please, let me carry it for you.
Well, okay. That's very kind.
Now look at the sentences for conversation 4. Conversation 4.
Are you all right? You don't look well.
No, I'm sure I'm okay, really. Just not very warm.
How about a hot drink?
That's a good idea.
Are you all right? You don't look well.
No, I'm sure I'm okay, really. Just not very warm.
How about a hot drink?
That's a good idea.
Now look at the sentences for conversation 5. Conversation 5.
Good morning. Can I help?
I think I need glasses. Can't read very easily these days.
Any health problems?
No. I'm fit and well otherwise.
Good morning. Can I help?
I think I need glasses. Can't read very easily these days.
Any health problems?
No, I'm fit and well otherwise.
That is the end of part 3. Part 4. Part 4. Listen to the talk about cooking. Complete the information. Write short answers, 1 to 3 words. First, look at the notes. The first one is an example. You hear the talk twice.
Welcome to our cookery class. In today's class, we're making an Indian pudding called Gulab Jamun. The ingredients are ready, so just write down what to do. First, boil sugar and water. This makes a mix called syrup. Add cardamom seeds and saffron. But make sure the sugar mixture is cool first. Then mix together the dried milk and flour. Next, add the cream and make the mixture into small balls. Fry these in oil. Then leave in the syrup for 24 hours before eating. Welcome to our cookery class. In today's class, we're making an Indian pudding called Gulab Jamun. The ingredients are ready, so just write down what to do. First, boil sugar and water. This makes a mix called syrup. Add cardamom seeds and saffron. But make sure the sugar mixture is cool first. Then mix together the dried milk and flour. Next, add the cream and make the mixture into small balls. Fry these in oil, then leave in the syrup for 24 hours before eating.
That is the end of part 4. You now have 1 hour and 40 minutes to complete the rest of the paper.